If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back to Small Biz America. We're heard coast to coast here on Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. Thanks for being with us as always. A quick word before we get started about the power of podcasting and radio. You know, if you listen to us every week, I'm very passionate about these things. Did you know, though, that hosting your own radio show or podcast, and I've learned this over time, can grow your fans, your business, your circle of influence, and your online credibility and authority? In fact, I've learned over time there are many hidden treasures inside podcasting that can help develop your skills not only as a presenter and respected subject matter expert, but an authority in your field. Great positioning. So I want you to go out to podcastandradio.com. There you can learn more about how we help business professionals and entrepreneurs produce their own podcasts and radio shows, even a path to radio syndication, and we can help you do the same. To find out more about how podcasting can grow your business, your brand, and your entire communications platform, visit us at podcastandradio.com. Let's talk about your business and how podcasting and radio can help you grow. Podcastandradio.com. This week we've got Katie Lance. She's an expert in social media, and it's a big subject these days. But she specializes in the small business side, so we'll find out where to start, and she'll have other tips for us to grow. That'll be in segment four. Stand Out and Be Heard with Doug Foresta. We'll be repeating a segment. Doug and his wife are having a baby this week, so he's somewhere at the hospital doing that. So we'll have a repeat segment with Doug Foresta. And up first, he's a certified performance management consultant who has had the responsibility and privilege of working with companies and organizations and facilitating the learning of more than 29,000 people, including hundreds of leaders, as a performance management solution provider. Bernard Robinson is the author of the book, The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, in an era where we see enormous challenges in every sector of society that we are affected positively and negatively by the quality of that leadership, and that it is leadership that is impacting the quality of life for so many millions of citizens, workers, worshipers, soldiers, teachers, children, and many more segments of the population in this country and around the world. Joining us on the line is Bernard E. Robinson from the Institute of Human Development. Bernard, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate the invite. I also am glad to be with you.
My pleasure. So let's start at the top, and of course I'm working from some of the notes you provided. These are things you're thinking about. So the skills of an effective leader, what makes an effective leader in your mind?
Well, there's several things that make an effective leader. One of the things that's key and important is that the whole notion of managing trust, managing the whole notion of the impressions that you make and the relationship you have with those who follow you. Essentially, I like to say it this way, everything is relationships, all else is details. And that's because in the relationship between a follower and a leader, what's really going on between them, the dynamics, one of the most important parts of that dynamic is relationship. Of course, another element of always is trust. In fact, I would say that trust and relationships, the whole notion of building integrity and building relationship, allows a business to be effective, allows a leader to be effective. And if people can't relate to you, can't work with you, even if you've got the power to hire and fire, you really don't get the best out of people. So relationships are key. There are several other things that are important, but it really revolves around the human element, the human capital.
so interesting that we have. We're living in a world where the online part of our universe is somewhat becoming a metaphor for relationships. Everywhere you look, it's people you know, like, and trust. It's connections. It's the capital of social media is being connected or being liked. You talk about social capital. It's so fascinating. I was going to ask, you're a management consultant, and you've dealt with a lot of different scenarios today, and this may have evolved over time, but what are some of the key qualities you find that people misunderstand or don't quite connect, they don't quite connect with it, this human factor?
Well, I think it's an important thing. There are a couple of things, of course, in the media that you read about emotional intelligence and the like, but, you know, the action about... there's one central element to think about when you think about the whole notion of being effective, one of which is just the whole notion of building and shaping performance. That doesn't happen without good leadership and, of course, good management as well. But all that happens within an organization really revolves around, or at least is affected by, the performance of those who are in leadership.
Yeah.
For example, in every organization, everything rises or falls based on the quality of leadership. Whether you're in government, whether you're in business, if your leadership is not effective, your business will not be effective. If your leadership is not effective, your people won't be effective. If leadership is not effective, you won't achieve the business goals that you've established for yourself. And you certainly won't be able to do the second most important part of what you're in business to do, that is, develop people.
Mm-hmm. In your practice, in your world as a consultant, where was most of your activity? Were you going into companies and helping to fix problems, or were you improving the efficacy of leadership that was existing? Give us a sense of kind of how you went in and molded and shaped some of the cultures you were working with.
Okay, let me give you a sense. I worked in both government, private sector, state government. I worked with churches. I worked with small businesses and large businesses. Mm-hmm. I've worked in Fortune 500 and less. But the quality of the assignment is really based around solving problems. And what I meant by that, or what I mean by that, is simply this. In every organization, when I'm called in, there's some issue, and usually, as you read early and introduced me, I talk about performance improvement, and I talk about being a performance improvement solutions provider. Well, every organization that's called me in has called me in because there's some problem that they have that is affecting the ability of the people that are working for them to perform effectively, or there's some operational issues that need to be managed and improved in order for the organization to operate better and for the people who are running that organization to operate better. What that meant is that I'm involved with training staff, training employees, training executives to do a whole host of things that relate to performance, whether it's communicating more effectively, whether it's building and sustaining and managing teams, whether it's helping teams to operate effectively, whether it's fixing an issue and helping folks to understand how can we make our business work better. So that may include things like strategic planning and looking at the process that are needed in order for you to work more effectively and build a business. So we've done strategic planning, we do leadership coaching and the like. Those are the kind of things that people have called me to do, and we've been rather effective in doing that. Really about 65% of my work over time, and we've been in business nearly 29 years, well, actually 29 years going on 30, has been involved with helping the organizations helping the organization really improve its operational effectiveness. I kind of repeated myself there a little bit. But help me, as you will, make sure I focus on the question and get the answer that you're looking for.
No, that's perfect. And by the way, we're visiting with Bernard E. Robinson from the Institute of Human Development, 29 years in the business. So good to be with you. He's the author of your new book. I'm assuming it's new, maybe not. The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader's Others Want to Follow. Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. I got about a minute left with you before the break. Bernard, you deal with a lot of different personality types, and a minute may not be enough to cover this, but how do you navigate as you go in? You know you've got, you know, an A personality with a B. I'm just generalizing here. I mean, how do you help mold different personalities with different needs and emotional factors?
Well, David, one of the things that you know, and I'll do it as quickly as I can, one of the things I've discovered, I talked about the notion of what is responsible, what's needed in order for a leader to be effective with a follower, and that being trust. One of the things I've learned over time, and I've practiced it, if you will, in my practice, is being truthful. So that mixes the notion of being concerned about the different personalities. That doesn't mean that people don't have different personalities, mine as well. But I found that when you're dealing with a client, one of the most important attributes is to build trust and to be trustworthy and to speak, if you will, in a trusting way. That way, I don't have to be fictitious. I'm authentic. They're authentic, and we either really mesh together or we don't. Not every client relationship is automatically built in the first few minutes, but it's essentially, I go in with the whole notion of being truthful and allowing that to really set the pace for us having a safe and effective relationship going forward. It allows there to be a good relationship.
Yeah, no, I like the way you say that, because if everyone is speaking the truth, regardless of from where they come, so to speak, it does sort of level the playing field. If we're all living in a world with truth and we honor our word and we speak our truths, that's great stuff. Coming up on a break here, we're with Bernard E. Robinson. He's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. That's the book. I'm sure it's available everywhere. The website, www.ihdinc.org. We'll be right back.
Good deal.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America. And David Wolf back with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're visiting with Bernard E. Robinson. He's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. Great stuff. Bernard, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, David.
So, shorter segment this time. We were talking offline. We want to unpack a few ideas that Bernard is thinking about and is a part of part and parcel to the work he does. Before I do that, though, you want to go out to www.sel2f.com. That's S-E-L, so S-E-L-2-F, as in Fox.com, for more information on the book. So you have something you call the anatomy of leadership, and this, I understand, is a three-legged stool. Let's unpack this key dynamic.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, I guess, Dave, the anatomy of leadership. One of the things that I guess is important for context sake for your listeners is to say that my definition of leadership is the ability to influence. It's not a novel notion, but if you can't influence anyone, you're not going to be able to lead them. But the ability to influence is simple or nothing more, nothing less, so to speak. Well, the anatomy of leadership is kind of a simplistic way of looking at and helping folks see what's going on between the leader and the follower. I use the notion or the metaphor of three-legged stool because what you have on one leg of the stool is the leader. What you have right next to that first leg of the stool, this three-legged stool, is the follower. And what both of them are in business to do is to achieve a goal. Now, every business is in business to do two things, whether they know it or not. They're in business to, one, achieve the business goal, whatever that business goal is. And many times it's captured quantifiably in terms of dollars, but to achieve the business goal. The second target, or should be, is to develop people. If any business is going to be successful, they have to focus on the achievement of the goal, but that goal does not get achieved without developing people. Now, this three-legged stool, the dynamics of it is that it simplifies the whole notion of what should I be doing as a leader, and what and why should I be doing it, and to whom does it affect? Well, every leader is in business to help a follower work with them to get a goal accomplished. And as I was saying earlier, the key dynamic in that relationship, this anatomy of leadership, is the relationship between them. I like to say as well that there are three other things that are probably there. One is trust, in addition to the relationship. Mm-hmm. And the third one, I want to make sure that I look at my notes here as well, remembering all this stuff, but sometimes needing to reference as well, the whole notion in that of leadership is that you have to have trust, you have to have a relationship, and you have to have character. Without those three, nothing much and nothing good happens. Character being critical, if you will. We can see, as I mentioned, as you mentioned earlier in your intro, every place in this world, leadership is needed, and not all leadership has been good and nor effective. Well, the skill of an effective leader, what I simply suggest by this three-legged stool, is that you really need to make sure that, one, you're competent, you're able to build trust with folks, and trust is really built based on your competence and your credibility. You Schwarzkopf, and I mentioned a quote, but the quote, this is General Schwarzkopf, who's now passed,
yes,
but he had a wonderful quote, and the quote simply suggested that if you must have talent and you must have character, if you must be without one, be without character, because character is just that important. What we see sometimes on the world stage and on in business as well, folks are not really focused on, leaders that is, on understanding how important trust is and then what trust is built upon. So I just wanted to suggest that, as simplistic as it is, the anatomy of leadership is as simple as making sure you build a relationship with those who follow you, that want to trust you, that two, reflect the importance of and the relevance of building solid relationships, and then making sure that you're operating in a way that's highly, it's based on high integrity, that is, you have and you're operating with a sense of character. By the way, when you look at these dynamics, what happens if you build trust, the relationship automatically improves.
So again, trust is the foundation of it all, isn't it? I mean, if you, again, to quote the Schwarzkopf, I mean, it's really, it starts there and it might end there if there's no room for anything else. Just know, have trusting relationships with those you work with.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I call it the big T. If you do not have the big T operating, people will in fact follow you, by the way, without trusting you. You know that. But
I didn't know that. I guess they might be out of obligation or for reasons they don't entirely understand. That's an interesting thought,
exactly.
Right,
and
there.
You're going to get paid, so to speak, but you don't necessarily gather the person's heart. You gather their
ear. Sure. I get it. Yeah. No, that's great. And character, to just bolt on the character in the couple of minutes we have left together, character is about principle-centeredness, isn't it? It's about values and staying consistent. Do I have that right? Or maybe you can put some color on that for me.
No, you're on point with that. Let me just build on it, though, simply saying that when you think about the character, it really is based on your value system and what really is the core, what's in your circle of competence, I call it, what it is that really drives you. I think about it in terms of, at the end of the day, when you make decisions about how you operate and how you really want to relate, it has a lot to do with your character, and it has a lot to do with your values. One of the reasons that is I do the leadership training I do, by the way, I have a program called The Skills of an Effective Leader. It's a two-day workshop. One of the things that's important in thinking about that is that you really have to focus on understanding how important it is for you to create this this sense of really being committed to and wedded to making sure your people can succeed and making sure that they feel, at least, that you are working with and for them. In some cases, you say for them, yes, you are the leader, but in folks, you're working with and for your people so that they work with and for you.
It's really a dialectic. It's a dance you're doing. In our final 30 seconds, when you talk about center of gravity, understanding your center of gravity, what do you mean there? I've got about 30 seconds or so.
I'll do it quickly. What's at the core of how you operate? See, at the end of the day, you will operate based on what's at the core of your being, the core of in the way you look at and operate towards the world, the way you see people, that is that human element I was talking about. You operate really based on that core, whether you know it or not. Now, you can fake it, but at some point in time, you'll operate based on your center of gravity. What keeps you centered? What keeps you balanced? What makes you who you are? What makes you real? And everybody who's leading or being led, I should say, wants someone who is authentic and real.
Beautiful. Bernard E. Robinson, he's the author of The Skills of an Effective Leader, Becoming a Leader Others Want to Follow. Go out to www.ihdinc.org, or you want to go out to SEL2F, as in Fox.com. Bernard, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, David. It's been a pleasure, and I hope I've added a little bit to our discussion, our understanding, and more importantly, the understanding of your listeners. Blessings to you, and thanks so much for the opportunity.
You bet.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Floresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Floresta.
Hello and welcome to Stand Out and Be Heard segment. This is Doug Floresta. Today I'm going to be talking about what gets in the way of speaking our truth and becoming a thought leader. And I work with many speakers, authors, coaches, organizations over the years. And one of the things that I notice is that we often have reasons, you know, some might call them excuses, as to why we don't start that blog or why we don't create that media channel or why we don't get out there. And what I wanted to share with you are some of the most common reasons that I think get in the way and what to do about that to move past that fear or move past whatever it is that's getting in the way. I think one of the first ones that I notice a lot is the idea of, and I've addressed this a little bit in previous episodes, but what happens if people don't agree with what I'm saying, right? What if I offend people? And of course, we should not intend to offend anyone purposely. I don't think that there's anything useful to be had in doing that. At the same time, we can't allow ourselves to be crippled by the idea that sharing our truth and speaking our voice is going to offend someone, because the reality is that if you share your point of view, if you share your unique, authentic point of view, there is a good chance that you will actually perhaps offend someone, or someone will not agree with you. And as long as it's not our intention to purposely hurt others, I think that it's actually can be a good thing that people don't agree with us, right? Because if you look at, for example, some of the most powerful people in radio or television, they are, one of the things they all have in common is that they have a strong point of view and they're not worried about alienating the people for whom their message is not a good fit. So, you know, what I say to people is the worst thing that could happen if you put out content is not that people will be offended by it. What actually is the worst thing that can happen if you put out content is that nobody's offended by it, that nobody even notices it because it's so bland, right? Because it's just vague speak that doesn't offend anyone, but it doesn't attract anyone either. So we have to be careful about, you know, having that understanding and intention that we're not looking to hurt anyone, but at the same time, we're also not looking to dilute our own truth. So that's one of the big ones that I see quite a bit is this idea of, you know, what if I hurt someone? Another one that I see quite a bit is the idea of that sometimes we may have this is connected but not quite the same thing, but a fear of going against the grain, you know, a fear of saying things that maybe aren't in vogue in our profession. So that, you know, I actually was doing a podcast last night with one of my clients, and he was saying something about, it's a dental podcast, and he was saying something about how he practices dentistry that could potentially be seen as going against the grain of what most dentists would do. But on the other hand, you know, because he is someone that is secure in the work that he does, he puts it out there and says, this is what I do, this is how I operate. And what I think is really helpful about that is that you know exactly where you stand. And sometimes there can be this fear of, you know, if I put something out there, especially to be a thought leader, it's kind of a cutting-edged sword in a way, or a double-edged sword, because to be a thought leader, you really have to say things that people aren't saying and go against some of the conventional wisdom. But at the same time, of course, if you go against conventional wisdom, you may have the fear that, well, I'm going against my profession, or I'm going against the grain. And again, I think both of these, actually underlying it, is a fear of rejection. And what's interesting about the the fear of rejection. You know, I've done a lot of speaking, and one of the, it sounds weird, but one of the best presentations I ever had was a presentation where I really bombed and just messed it up totally. And it was in front of about 1,000 people in a grand ballroom at a Sheraton. And when I left, you know, I realized that I was going to be okay, that that was probably one of the worst speeches that I was ever going to give in my life. And yet at the same time, I was going to be okay. And it was just this absolute sense of liberation that I had, realizing that, that, you know, I could handle the rejection, that I wasn't going to die from it. And I think likewise, you know, in order to free ourselves up to really stand out, we have to find a way to move past that fear of rejection. I think part of that is just putting content out there and realizing that, you know, if people are putting up horrible comments or somebody writes something that's really awful, you know, in this day and age, you can always take it down. You know, if it's on your page, you can always take it down. If it's on your blog post, you know, you can remove a comment or disable comments for someone. And at the same time, I think we have to have that experience of realizing that because not everyone is going to agree with us, doesn't mean that we should hold ourselves back from speaking our truth and, again, going against the grain. The other one that I think is maybe a bit more insidious is the problem of our own internal critic. So not necessarily that we're afraid what others will say of us, but that we doubt ourselves. You know, we doubt that, do I have something to say? Do I have something that's worth saying? And that one, I think, is the hardest one. I think the critic that's the most difficult to overcome is the critic within ourselves. And one of the things I would encourage you to do is to notice, if you find yourself procrastinating and putting out content, ask yourself, what's holding me back? And even better is to get a piece of paper and or write it down in your, you know, write it down on your computer, however you do it. But ask yourself this question, what's holding me back? And really be willing to hear the answer and just write down what comes. And if you can accept what comes and just let whatever it is come up, whatever little voice it is, you know, what if people don't like me? What if I'm a fraud? What if, you know, what if this all bombs? What if I make a fool out of myself? Let all those things come out and take a look at them. Because one of the first things, you know, one of the first steps to challenging an irrational voice, and in this case, I would argue that that's an irrational voice, is to even notice that we're having these thoughts. You know, if you're going to challenge irrational thoughts, you have to notice that you're having irrational thoughts in the first place. And without judgment, as much as possible, take a look at that and ask yourself the question, is this true? You know, is it true that I'm a fraud? What would that even mean? You know, is it true that I have nothing to say? Is it true that I'm going to, maybe you're catastrophizing and, you know, everything's going to go terrible? Is that true? And ask yourself that next question. So look at what you're telling yourself and then ask yourself, is that true? And there's the wonderful Byron Katie. If you've ever heard of Byron Katie, she has some great books about this idea of challenging your thoughts and asking yourself, is it true? How do I know it's true? So asking yourself those questions, is this true? Is my belief true? How do I know it's true? And is this belief serving me? You know, is it really taking me where I want to go? If you, for example, want to get to that next level in your speaking, in your podcasting, in your, you know, video, whatever it is, writing, you're going to have to break through a ceiling. This has been my experience, that every time we get to a new level, so even if you're comfortable, let's say, on a certain level, but then you got invited to go on television in front of millions of people and talk, the chances are pretty good that that voice, that internal voice, would pop up. And by the way, this is not just true for individuals, this is true for organizations as well. You know, the people, because organizations are made of people, and people in organizations have fears, right? Maybe even more so than in our own business, because in our own business, maybe we feel a little bit more secure to take some risks. But, you know, for an organization, you go, oh my gosh, you know, what if I really mess this up and I lose my position and I tank the company and, you know, people hate me? So this happens just as much in organizations as it does individually. But like I said, I mean, there's the fear of external rejection, right? There's the fear of going against the grain. And then there's this internal dialogue that we have in our heads that I think is often invisible. And when it's invisible, it's really insidious. insidious. So notice and ask yourself, what's keeping me, what's holding me back? If I'm not putting out the kind of content that I'd like to, if I'm not having the impact that I'd like to be having, I'm not standing out the way I would like to, what's getting in the way? And the chances are, again, underneath all of these is a desire to be safe, and the idea that being quiet is the way to be safe. And in fact, there's a book by Randy Gage called Risky is the New Safe. The funny thing is that by staying silent and staying stuck, yes, in some ways you'll never be rejected, right? I mean, problem solved. But on the other hand, you're really not keeping yourself safe. You're not keeping your organization safe, because safety now is about continuous learning, continuous growth. And, you know, again, do you want to be safe, or do you want to have a big impact in the world? And once you can kind of realize that this is not going to challenge your survival, you're not going to die if you give a presentation and people don't like it, or you know, put a video out and people don't like it. You know, one last thing that I love to ask, which is this idea of, you know, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And to just ask yourself that question, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? Thanks so much. This is Doug Foresta. Thanks for listening to Stand Up Be Heard segment. Coming up, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Come into Lowe's for savings on the kind of Father's Day gifts that make Dad feel special. Power tools. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit, complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long runtime of a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor. Either way, they're only $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
And joining us on this segment is Dr. Margarita Gurry. She's the founder of the Red Shoe Media Group and with a vision to empower, inspire, transform, and bring out the best in everyone she works with, people in their business and their life. A seasoned consulting psychologist, trusted by leaders and teams around the world, she educates and motivates them through keynotes, coaching, training, a range of wonderful activities, and she's quite visionary. A licensed psychologist with a PhD in clinical psychology from the U of Kansas, and as a certified speaking professional, CSP, joining us on the line from her offices in South Florida to share her insights. And I love this, Dr. Gurry. How we can better deal with difficult people is one of the least difficult people I know, Dr. Margarita Gurry. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David. Well, that was a great intro. In terms of dealing with difficult people, I always think about what my mother had said. And she had said that difficult people are irritants. They help us make pearls or not, depending on how we behave. So we should be grateful to each and every one of them because it makes us even better.
That's fascinating. So if you frame out your interactions with difficult people as a learning moment, that's sort of a trite phrase, my phrase, not yours, this can really make these engagements more productive for us, can't they?
Absolutely, and that way we're also not so frustrated. We think any time there's a difficult situation or a difficult person, it's an opportunity for us to shine and to make a difference in our business, in our lives, and in someone else's life.
You know, Dr. Gurry, I was going to ask you sort of this fundamental question. I'll go ahead and ask it. How do you define a difficult person?
My granddaughter was saying anyone who doesn't agree with her.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. I think difficult is different to everybody. And maybe for some people, difficult is someone that they can't get sway them to their point of view. And to another person, a difficult person is somebody who's just annoying or obnoxious or aggressive.
Okay, so when we first encounter these sorts of situations, and now that you've sort of reframed them as productive engagements, I'll say, how do you suggest we read and respond, you know, sort of this is on the fly, real time. I've got to, do we need to adapt our behavior? Or how do you advise folks to sort of contend with them to make the interaction productive so that it, ultimately you can turn around if possible? Is there a way to read and sort of adapt quickly?
Well, yes. The first thing is to understand that difficult people are all around us. If you look to your left and you look to your right, and maybe it's you. So that's the second one, that sometimes the difficult person is us. Mm. And then we can also use it to make pearls. If we have that attitude that we all take turns being difficult, then already we're less anxious and upset because we're taking turns. The hardest part is many people don't like to have any conflict. They don't like to deal with differences, and they don't like people being angry with them, whether it's justified or not. And so knowing with compassion that we can give ourselves compassion and someone else compassion, that we're somehow going to figure out what the important thing is. And the cool thing about any difficult person situation is there's energy. And as long as there's energy, it's the beginning for a great discussion or great changes, motivation for people to listen differently or speak differently or act differently.
Got it. Thanks for that. We're visiting with Dr. Margarita Gurry. She's with Red Shoe Media. And I want to also mention that, by the way, the website redshoeinstitute.com is the current website. I know that you're doing some fabulous work with that with your own organization. And also, so I want to cover some of that. Tell us about sort of your activities in your ecosystem right now so folks can know when they reach you and how they can reach you and find out more about the work you're doing.
All right. So these days, now that I'm a grandma, I pick and choose what I do. And so I travel around and I do keynotes and trainings. I coach interesting leaders and teams, whether they're entrepreneurs or corporate leaders or people in family-run businesses or the military and government. And I help people figure out how to bring out the best in themselves and in the people in their lives, whether it's business or personal as well. So that's what I've been doing. I've been writing, and with your help, I've been improving my podcast. So I have a podcast for military families, Touch Base Tuesdays, and you are helping me produce my next one, The Step Up. So I'm really excited. Things are rolling, and the goal is to help spread great ideas so that people can use the energy from yuckiness and turn it into something wonderful to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. I love that vision. And that's what's driving so much of what you're doing, Dr. Gurry, and thank you for your kind words. We are working on a couple of projects, and we've got a couple minutes here to talk about them. So Touch Base Tuesdays, how did you create Touch Base Tuesdays?
Well, there was a commander in the Army who, after one of my presentations with one of the Yellow Ribbon programs, as a group had come back from Kuwait and had been a particularly difficult deployment, and this commander and his wife came up and said, you know, some of the things that you were saying, we would love for you to put it in an audio or video format so we can share it. And then I was talking to the commander's wife, and she said, no, they asked not to be mentioned, which is why I don't give their name. Why don't we interview other people who are helping military families get through? So I've been systematically going through and interviewing people who've been in the military, military service providers of different kinds, and family members. And so it's been really fun, and hopefully we'll share lots of information that helps anyone in the military make sure that each deployment is a blessing.
That's right.
Keep America strong.
That's right. Sorry to step on you, Dr. Gurry. There's a delay. The stories that are shared in Touch Base Tuesdays, there's a cross pollination by listening. Not even if you don't have to be a guest on your show and actually interact directly. Listening to the stories and the way you unpack them is so valuable for anyone who has served. And I encourage folks to check out Touch Base Tuesdays at the Red Shoe Institute. I got about 30 seconds left with you here. I also want to preview that we are producing, and I'm working on this with you, Step Up, Inspiring Stories. And these will be really kind of more business success stories from across America. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, and I know you are as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That hasn't come out yet for those listening, but you can reach Dr. Curry. Once again, it's redshoeinstitute.com for more information about her and the incredible and transformative work she does across America. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again.
Thank you, and may everyone have fun with the difficult people in their lives.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you, David.
So that's our show. Thanks for listening, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Remember, you can find us on iTunes for the archives of all our broadcast shows. I want you to have a great week in your business. And, you know, keep it real.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,